This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Action. Action Jackson. Action Jackie. Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Jackie. We're your hosts. Welcome back. Or if it's your first time, thanks for joining us.
Welcome.
How's everybody doing?
How's everyone? It's April.
It is April Fool's Day.
It is. Our April Fool's episode came out today. So what'd you guys think of that? Did you like it?
Hope you enjoyed it. Tell us about some of your best pranks.
Yeah. Did anyone prank you?
I haven't been pranked. Were you?
No, not yet. But yeah. You're the first person I've seen besides Ryan this morning.
Yeah, so. I haven't. I mean, I've been working, but no one's done anything on work.
Do people do it anymore? Is it still a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I told Ryan's brother-in-law yesterday, we had Easter family get together, and I said something about it, April Fool's, and he was very thankful that I reminded him, because he said, if he's on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
You know people are going to say some stupid shit, and
yeah,
he would have forgotten.
Yeah. What's funny is someone that I follow on Facebook posted, like, she just had this terrible morning, and, like, it was just one thing after another. But then at the end of the day, basically, she got, like, locked out of her car. She couldn't get the key fob to work. And then people, like, these nice people helped her get it figured out. And so she's like, at the end of the day, you know, people are still good. She's like, so, April, I fooled you. I still had a good day nonetheless, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And everyone, like, misunderstood. And they're like, oh, I believe that for a minute. She's like, no, this really happened. I'm saying I'm not the it's funny.
Yeah.
So you can't trust people.
You can't. You can't. So it was a good weekend, though. It was a nice low-key weekend for me.
And yeah, me too.
Last week was so busy, so it was nice to just kind of chill this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's finally starting to get nice out.
I know.
I think.
Spring is coming.
Yeah.
It's April. This is my big vacation trip month.
Yes.
So I can't wait.
That's so exciting. I cannot wait to see your pictures.
I know. It's going to be crazy. So, all right. Well, should we move on to podcast business?
Let's move on to podcast business. The big business is our Patronies.
Our Patronies.
We love them so much. They support us. They give us love. And you can join at a level to get a shout out.
Yeah.
And those people are Chrissy,
Hex,
Vin,
Teach a Dummy Podcast,
and Jonathan and Lindsay.
Thank you guys so
we
much.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you a lot.
Please hit up our show notes for a link to join our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Should you choose to do so.
Yes, please do.
And if you don't, just share, like, subscribe. All of these things are ways to help us out, and that's free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to our social media, Instagram. We have some feedback from one of our favorite listeners, Stephanie at Born to Rock.
Hey, girl.
She commented on our Never or Wonder episode, which, by the way, the promo for that on Instagram, Jackie did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
I'm staring at it right now, and it's so pretty. I'm obsessed with Alice in Wonderland, so it's just so whimsical and cute. And anyway.
You're whimsical and cute.
Thanks. So Stephanie said, tough one. Never grow up means you always depend on others. Mm-hmm. Sucks. So I have to go with the nonsense, I guess.
Yeah, I
same.
Like it.
Feel it.
I like that. I like that. You know what else I like?
Who? What? Who and what?
Well, it is who. It is our podcast network, the Off the Tongue Podcast Network.
Yeah.
We are currently the largest active podcast network in Ohio, and we actually have some international shows.
We do.
And you can join us for free.
Yeah.
Just hit up our show notes where you can find links to reach out to us, slide in our DMs, and you can join the likes of hilarious shows like It's Funny. That makes it okay.
Yeah. And Pint Pals.
Yeah. Have a drink.
Heck yeah.
And many more.
Yes. Please join us.
Please do.
Yeah. Let's get bigger. And do some shit.
Hell yeah.
Let's get bigger and do some shit. That's my motto for the year.
It sounds like somebody's given their cash and prizes a pep talk.
Let's get bigger and do some shit, boys. Come on.
We got this.
Okay. Well, you ready to do this topic for the day?
Springtime. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
People out there getting Twitter-pated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tinder-pated.
Nice.
I don't know. All right, Jackie, would you rather match or catch?
Ooh. Let's discuss.
Yeah. So we are talking about dating, finding your mate. Mm-hmm. Would you rather match online dating?
Sure.
Or catch someone's eye out in the wild, in public?
Ooh.
The natural, organic way, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's talk about online dating. Match. What's some pros?
Well, some pros are you can make a pros and cons list.
Oh, yeah.
So you can say pros, these are what I like. Cons are these are deal breakers.
True.
So right there with the Green Grass podcast, pros and cons.
I love that. That's a good one. My number one pro is Ryan because I met him online dating. I have to say that, guys. Sorry.
I had a feeling that he would make it into that list.
Yeah. He's my number one. Ryan. I met Ryan.
Yeah. We're done.
The love of my life.
Yeah.
End of episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just my little personal one. But
I love that.
I'll go on to my actual one that's for everyone because Ryan's only for me, bitches. You have control.
Yeah.
So not only control of talking to someone, mm-hmm. your choice, but control of what you're looking for.
Yeah. And you have control on what they're looking at.
Yes.
In the wild, somebody might catch you picking your nose.
Yeah.
But on Tinder, you've put a beautiful picture of yourself not picking your nose.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. I mean, you never know.
You do try to pick your best pictures. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're in control of what you present. Mm-hmm. And you can be picky. Mm-hmm. So you do put in your specifications. You can pick age range, location.
Right.
If you want a certain height, whatever.
Yeah.
You can put in your specifications mm-hmm. and be as picky as you would like.
Yeah. Also, there's the speed efficiency. Mm-hmm. So you can decide in 10 seconds to turn down 10 different guys rather than going on 10 separate dates and then deciding I don't want to take this further. You've already eliminated 10 people just right out of the gate.
That's true. You can stay private for as long as you're comfortable. So mm-hmm. maybe you're not ready to give them your last name, where you live, mm-hmm. your actual phone number. You can stay on the app until you're comfortable mm-hmm. to be more open.
Yeah. The being able to keep that privacy, I think, is really big because especially in a day and age where we do have social media, which mm-hmm. dating apps are a form of social media, I suppose.
Yes.
That's a really good one, Emily.
Yeah. Which is safety is another one on my mm-hmm. list.
Yeah.
People think, it's not safe to meet mm-hmm. someone online. But actually it is.
Yeah.
Because you can talk as long as you feel mm-hmm. safe.
Yeah.
You can hide behind that for a while. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, once they do open up a little more and you maybe get that last name, then you can stalk.
Right.
And learn even more. Mm-hmm. So you can do a lot of research before you meet this person in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can also avoid awkward small talk. Yeah. Now, I know maybe sometimes your texts will be awkward, but you don't have to worry about the awkward silence where they're mm-hmm. like, so I went on a penguin expedition, and then you just sit there for a second, or you know,
that would be awesome.
Well, what I mean, fuck? That was a terrible example, but like if somebody like gave some small talk that you can't relate to in any way, you don't have to worry about filling that silence because you don't have to respond immediately,
right?
So you can take your time.
Yep, I put that, able to think about your responses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not only think about your responses, but you don't have a shocked face if they tell you something. Penguins?
What?
I'm allergic to penguins.
My mother was killed by penguins. I'm allergic to penguins.
Because your mom was allergic, probably. That's why she died.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Sorry.
It's still fresh. It's too soon. It's too soon.
April Fools. I don't know.
My mom loves penguins, actually.
I do, too. I used to be obsessed with penguins when I was little. I did reports on penguins and...
Shout out penguin diarrhea.
Yes, penguin diarrhea. I had a poster of penguin. I had this poster of penguins. I said I had a poster of penguin.
Yeah, just one.
Penguins, like cartoon penguins on my wall. Mm-hmm. And they all look like regular cartoon penguins, but then one of them had a silly bow tie on.
Aww.
And it said, like, be cool or be yourself or be whatever.
And that was you.
Something like that, yeah.
I love that.
So.
I have one left.
What is it?
It is multiple options all at once. So you can have Tinder and
Hinge,
Bumble, whatever they are, Plenty of Fish.
Okay,
you can have all of those at one time, but if you're like out in the wild, you can't be at two places at once.
That's true.
So you got your options there.
Yeah, you can message a while before meeting in person, mm-hmm. so you can learn a lot lot upfront,
right,
before that first meeting. Mm-hmm. So it feels more comfortable when you actually do get to meet. Mm-hmm. And then more confidence, you know, when you're behind a message app, you feel more confident to say things you might not say in person or do.
Yeah.
And then my last one is easy to end if you're not feeling it.
Yeah. Goodbye.
You just shut it down.
Yeah.
You can ghost, which is, I don't recommend. It's rude and mean, but it's easy to ghost.
See our episode, Ghost or Roast.
Yeah. It's really fucking easy. So, all right. Well, what's bad about the apps?
The Grindr killer.
Oh, wow. I didn't even have that on there.
Yeah. Well, of course I would bring murder into it.
Yeah, murder's a big con. I don't even really know that story. What happened, I guess?
It's basically a guy was meeting people on Grindr so he could murder them.
Well, that can happen.
So anyway.
Well, that is...
Top that.
I mean, murder has to be the number one. Mm-hmm. I put creepers.
Yeah.
Weeding out the creepers. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're on these apps, especially the ones that... anybody can message you. I don't like those apps as well. I like the ones where you have to match before you message.
Yeah.
But there are some that anybody can.
Yeah.
And you can just get random messages from creepers, very sexual messages, unwanted dick pics, all the stuff. There's even the ones where you could think, oh, this is a nice person. Mm-hmm. They're funny. They're making me laugh. And then out of the blue, they say something creepy like, do you have soft skin? Because that happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, just don't know. So weeding out the creepers is big time.
Yeah. And then another really big con for me is that it does lack that human contact.
Yeah.
And I don't mean physically touching someone contact, but I mean, okay, so on paper, this person checks all of your boxes. They're attractive. You've been talking to them. Everything is great. And then you meet them in person and there's no chemistry.
Yeah.
And it's like, why isn't there chemistry? I think this person's cute. They're funny. Like, we have all this stuff in common.
Yeah.
And so it almost feels like you've wasted your time. Whereas if maybe you'd met them in person, when we get to our next one, you know right away if there's a spark.
Literally, that has happened to me. And you just can't explain it. You can't explain it. And not only the physical... the chemistry or whatever, but just you can't read their personality well through a message, their tone, their mannerisms, and you can't. So it's hard to really to figure out if you like someone just from a message.
Yeah, exactly.
My next one is catfishing.
Yep, I had that too.
I mean, that's huge in the dating world. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to post the best pictures of yourself on there, or even filtered pictures. But when it's completely not you, or just you post a picture from when you're 20 and now you're 40 and you look different, whatever it is, that shit sucks. I tried to do, like, I would do great pictures.
You want to put your best foot forward.
But,
I get that.
But I'd make sure I put, you know, my full body on there or, you know, whatever. Because,
Well, and some people put group photos.
Yeah.
Small world, someone I used to work with messaged me because I was in someone's. And the thing that was so crazy is I barely knew this girl. We just happened to be at dinner with a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And it was a good picture of her. So she put on her dating profile and somebody messaged me and was like, I saw you on a dating app. I was like, what?
Dude, crop those out.
Yeah.
Crop your friends out of it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I think you were on mine too, though, actually.
Well,
actually, I don't remember. Probably podcast stuff, maybe, or...
Yeah, but, you know, that's different. The only picture she had posted was the group shot.
Yeah, that's
so bad. Yeah, you had plenty that were just you to make it realize that it was you. But
yeah.
I put that you may eliminate your perfect person because of your preferences.
Yes.
So, for example, my mom, I mean, she is not on dating sites, but my mom is very tall. And she always hated being tall. So she always said that she wanted to marry a short man so she'd have short kids because she always hated being tall. And, well, my dad is like 6'2".
Yeah.
So if they had met on a dating app, you know, she might have just been like pass and missed out on the love of her life.
That's true. I'm the opposite of your mom where I am tall, but I wanted someone taller.
Yeah.
I don't like feeling like giant.
A giant. Yeah.
So, I do rule out the guys that are shorter than me.
Yeah.
And Ryan's a little shorter than me, but he still fits my criteria. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's just a little shorter than me. It's not abnormally.
It's not noticeable,
yeah,
really.
It's not like bad. Yeah. So some sites are known to be just sleazy hookup sites or the sites get a bad reputation. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people ask where Ryan and I met and I'll say church because we're just being funny. But it's actually Tinder.
Yeah.
And Tinder just sounds, I don't know. You met on Tinder?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And there I think is a bit of a negative connotation of that. But then I know plenty of people that met on dating sites and are so happy. And I'm just trying to remember now who it was that.
Ryan's cousin, Eric, and his wife, Jen, met on Tinder. And they're married, happy, about to have a baby. So
how was it? Just this weekend, somebody told me they met on Match.com and they've been married for like 20 years.
Yeah. It can happen. And and nowadays, like, that's just how to do it.
Yeah.
It's just how to do it. Yeah. So, but it can get a bad reputation.
Yeah, it can. I have just one final con.
Okay.
And it could be that because you have so many options, it can be discouraging because you're like, I have 10 profiles. How do I not have a single match? How am I not finding anybody? You know?
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even obviously I did find my person, but I went through some shit. You saw me. There would be a lot of messages or that's the opposite. Like you either you don't get, why aren't you getting many messages or you get all these messages of fucking trash.
Right. Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard out there.
Yeah.
Some of my other cons, I said believing what they say. So
you
have no choice but to believe they're telling the truth about all this shit, about their life, who they are. Yeah. And it might not be true. It makes it scary when you do meet up because you have this image of what they are through all these messages. What if it doesn't match up?
Yeah.
And then.
Or what if they have a weird voice?
It doesn't match up. So the unknowns of what they'll be like in person. I put voice, mannerisms.
Yeah.
Their smell.
How they eat.
Like it, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then my last one, you're competing with other people too.
Yeah.
So when you meet someone in a person, it's, we'll get to that in a second, but. It's just you.
Yeah.
But dating apps, you know, they probably have their inbox full of other people too. So you're, it's a competition.
Yeah.
So fuck it. All right. Well, we're moving on.
Well, before we do, should we give a shout out to our sponsor?
Yeah.
And like if you're in the market for a car.
We have a match for you.
Oh, nice.
Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars. Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
Catch is a word, a weird word, because I want to say catch, like with an E.
Yeah.
But it's catch.
Right.
All right. So catch, you're out in public or however you meet, it's in person for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, much like your pro for match, my pro for catch is Steve.
Oh, yeah.
We caught each other's eye.
That's true. Yeah.
So
that's a very good pro.
Very good pro.
Well, and that leads to my first one is you see what they look like right off the bat. You know exactly what you're getting. There's no filtered picture.
Yep. And it's funny is something else you said on cons. I said, you know how they eat.
Yes.
Like, especially if you're going on a date.
Yeah.
You know how they eat. So you will know right away if they're just scraping their teeth on that fork. Like, this is the last date too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Ryan was very polite with his chewing when I first met him. Love you, babe. You could have that instant physical connection. Like you said, with online, you feel like you would on paper, but you don't in person. I mean, with Ryan, I was instantly attracted to him through text as a person, as in he's so cool. He's so funny. But I think this is a friend connection.
Yeah.
Because just he wasn't a creeper like some of the guys trying to get in my pantaloons.
Yeah.
He was just cool and fun. And I thought, this might be a friend connection, but you know, I'm still going to meet him. But then when I met him in person,
holy shit.
Holy mother of, I don't know.
And holy mother of pantaloons.
Holy mother of pantaloons.
Yeah.
I wanted him in my pantaloons.
You went loony for him.
I did. I went Looney Tunes.
Pantaloony for him.
The first kiss, I thought, I'm in trouble.
Yep.
It's just, it's so funny that you can't control a physical connection.
Yeah.
Like I watched Married at First Sight and I'm always thinking like you can't control, everything could be perfect. They were matched by expert matchmakers. But if you don't have that, that's unexplainable. Yeah. And I don't think you can ever just do that.
Right.
It's just whatever. Soulmates.
I also put, it's vintage. Everybody loves vintage shit these days, but.
Old school.
It's old school.
That's true.
It's retro.
We met at the sock hop.
Yep.
At the ice cream parlor.
Yeah. The soda shop.
Yeah. What did Ryan said the other day, ice cream social, and it made me laugh. Like something about meetings or something at the ice cream social. Like an ice cream social.
That's cute.
So cute. I want to have one.
That is cute.
I know we said you could research people, whatever, before you meet them online, but someone in person, it may be more trusted because it could be a coworker.
Yeah.
Someone, a friend knows a friend. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just someone that you know a little more about from other people.
Yeah.
So it could feel more safe that in that way, if that's the way you met them.
For sure. And now I suppose people could be places that they don't like.
Yeah.
But say you meet somebody at a rock concert. Well, you already know that you guys have similar tastes in music. You're at the same concert.
Yep.
Whereas somebody might be, you know, very broad in what their musical taste is.
Yeah.
Like they might say, I love rock. But then you find out it's like Leonard Skinner,
Michael Bolton, Z-Rock, Soft Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That Leonard Skinner was for Emily. I personally like Leonard Skinner.
But yeah, I put that might be attracted because of your similar interests. So yeah, I put meet at a concert, a sporting activity, something that you clearly like.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be your talking point at first.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you love Beartooth too? What?
Yeah.
Let's get married.
Perfect. You're equally vulnerable.
Yeah.
Because you're both in person. So you're both seeing the other person. You're both not filtered. You're both real life.
Yeah, that's true. And that's kind of mine. I said they know what you look like. So there's not that nervousness of going on that first date from a dating profile. And you're like, I hope they like me in person.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they haven't seen me. Maybe I'm bigger than they thought, taller.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. You don't have that. They're seeing you right off the bat. You know, this is what I look like. Cool. You still like me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
If we're saying like you meet organically, this is your first meeting, not now you're on a date. You don't have that awkward walking in and looking for your date.
Oh, God.
Or you're there first and you have to sit at the table alone until they show up. And
right.
So, yeah, you just, you're already there when you meet.
That's true. And then I just put no questioning the sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
They're not online trying to scam you or trying to whatever. They see you in person and you start talking and like each other.
Yeah.
Should be sincere.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Although you can obviously swipe with your friends.
Yeah.
When you are out in public, you have that safety in numbers.
Yeah.
And also you can get a read right away on if your friends like them or they like your friends.
Yeah. Jackie, is that guy cute? Look over there by the bar.
Yeah. Right.
I don't do that now, Ryan. Back in the day, maybe. I don't know. But you could do that. I'm saying people could do that.
Yeah.
You're not wasting time. So sometimes on dating apps, you can talk for days and then realize, nah, forget it. I don't want to meet this person.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not wasting any time. You meet them and you realize you like them. You exchange numbers because you already decided.
Right.
You want to see this person more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it seems like a better story of how you met. It could be a cute story.
Yeah.
I was walking at a concert and I tripped and
ran
into this, whatever.
Steve and I met at the ice cream parlor.
Yeah, you did meet at the ice cream parlor. Exactly.
Shout out Dairy Queen.
DQ. So that's all my pros.
Okay.
Cons.
So cons.
All right.
It can be expensive going out all of the time and hoping to be seen.
Oh, yeah. Trying to meet. If you're, if that's your purpose, you're right. If that's your purpose, every weekend, you're out on the prowl, out on the hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never thought about the expense of it. Mm-hmm. And I put takes time. I know I said it, you're not wasting time, but it also takes time if you are trying to find someone that way. Whereas Tinder, you can get on and swipe, you know, 20 people in a night.
Yeah.
You can't swipe 20 people in public. I mean, I guess you could, but that's a lot.
It's also harder to alert a friend or have a paper trail for the authorities if something goes south because, you know, if you just meet somebody at the bar and maybe they abduct you at the bar and you didn't tell your friends you were going out because of this. And
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no, of course I'm going to bring murder to both topics.
But it's true.
Yeah, there's.
Murder can happen in person too. Murder usually happens in person, right?
So, yeah, there's a little bit of a safety risk there where you wouldn't necessarily think that if, you know, people talk about strangers online, but strangers are in person too.
Strangers are in person. I put, they are a stranger.
Yeah.
You just go up to a bar and they seem cool, but they could take you back home and murder you.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So glad I'm out of this scene.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about them at first, whereas online, you get to learn their likes, their dislikes, their jobs, maybe all the stuff.
Yeah.
So when you meet in person, you have that base.
Yeah.
But when you first meet someone, you're like, oh my gosh, they're super cute. They seem cool. Oh.
Yeah.
You're a bug collector.
You're an entomologist.
No thank. Gross. Yeah. No thank you.
Yeah.
Nope. Just a bug collector.
I like bugs.
Well, then I don't like you.
No. It's also, I don't want to say people are being deceptive, but especially now where you can't smoke in public anymore, you might be with somebody and think, oh, this is my perfect person. And then you guys meet up outside and they start smoking. And if that's a deal breaker for you, you've wasted the whole night with this person not knowing.
Yeah.
Whereas on Tinder, you can just say right away, smoking's a deal breaker. And then you're not matched with smokers.
Exactly. That's a good one. Yeah. You have no chance to pick out your look or your outfit. Well, I guess if you're going out in hopes of meeting someone, you probably would prepare. But if you're not, say you're at the grocery store and you have your sweats on, you don't get to prepare.
Yeah. On the plus side, though, if you caught their eye in your sweats, good on you.
And they still like you.
You
hell
fucking hot ass piece of meat. Sex appeal. Yeah.
True. And not only prepare your outfit, but just prepare in general.
Yeah.
You just have to say. Mm-hmm. What comes out.
Yep. Yeah. And there's awkward silences. What if they do say that they are a bug collector? And now all of a sudden you're like, I don't know what to say. And I'm still here. Like, I can't just leave.
Right.
Which brings me to my next con, if you don't mind me going again, is people might see you and leave.
Ugh. Yeah.
Like, they might just abandon you.
How embarrassing.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe you caught their eye because you're cute, and then they come and talk to you, and then they just leave you because they didn't like your personality.
Yeah. That's true.
Sucks.
That does suck. You know, you don't have a clue if they end up being a smoker or, I said, if they're a bug collector. But also, just things in common, hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you may just be like, all right, well, whatever. Opposites attract.
Right.
You have no clue if you're compatible right away, and they could, like all your hobbies, and then you end up being with someone who you don't, I don't know.
Well, and not just that, where you're saying you don't know, but they could lie about it.
True.
Like on Tinder, they're not going to lie because they want to match up with somebody that has similar interests. But if you're, if somebody catches your eye at the bar and, you know, maybe you're wearing a Beartooth t-shirt, they might be like, oh my God, I love Beartooth, but they don't.
Yeah.
They're just looking for something to talk to you about.
Yeah. Or they think you're so cute. And then you say, oh, do you like skydiving?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's go do it next weekend. Yeah. And they know.
Right.
Because they just they're trying to impress you.
Right.
Because they already caught your eye. And they're, I want to hold on to this person. So I'm going to, of course I like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
For sure.
I love smoking and bugs. Let's go. Let's smoke some bugs.
That's a roach. Papa?
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. I think I'm done.
Me too.
Oh, I just put no chance to stalk either, but.
Yeah.
Because you're already there. I mean, I guess you could still stalk them later, but on the first time you can't, so before you see them.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. So when it comes down to it, we're already matched up.
We sure are.
But if we had to choose which way, mm-hmm. match or catch?
This one's really hard for me because I would feel inclined to say catch.
Yeah.
But I saw how the success you had with matching. I mean, but I know that you did have some real stinkers before you landed the good one.
Yeah, I did. Literally. Did.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to go catch.
Okay.
This one's really hard for me to answer objectively.
Yeah.
Because I just...
Well, it is for me too. I've done it both ways. And I think I'm... Even though I've done it both ways, I'm going to go with match. I just am.
Yeah. That's how you met the love of your life. And
that's how
I met. Catch is how I met the love of mine.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not fair. Yeah. I'm not just saying it just because of Ryan, but I mean, it is. But just all the things we already said, I'm not going to reiterate.
Right.
It's kind of fun to be a little more picky and get to do all that beforehand. Mm-hmm. So yeah, match.
Nice. Okay.
Let's do some surprises.
Okay.
Jackie beat my rock.
Okay, mine's real silly.
Oh, I like silly.
Okay.
Silly's my favorite.
Picture a world where you're single.
No.
It's a dark world.
This is silly. Okay. Yep.
I know. I told you.
Yes. Okay.
So you're going on your first date with someone.
Okay.
And you've matched on a Tinder or whatever. And you get there and your date shows up in a cocktail mini dress.
Ooh.
Sequins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your male date shows up.
Yep.
All two Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Okay.
Or your date shows up wearing a white airbrush t-shirt with your picture on it and his picture, and it says, true love always, our first date, and it has the date on it.
Oh! Oh, does he look like Ryan?
Sure, we can say it's Ryan.
Oh, man, he's so cute.
He's wearing a sequined mini dress.
This is hard. This is hard because, you know, is this who they are? Are they transitioning? Are they just cross-dressing? Is it funny? You know what I mean? Or
it's just meant to be funny. So I do want to say I'm not trying to disrespect anybody.
Absolutely not.
Trans or anything. I'm just saying, I guess I should have said that actually, because that does change it. Like,
it does.
Because if they're transitioning, then that's not even funny. Like, that's just what they're wearing.
Yeah.
So it is somebody just trying to be funny with their outfit.
And it's what I'm attracted to, too. Yeah. So they're both trying to be funny?
Yeah. It's both just to be funny.
Oh.
But you don't know that when they walk in.
I don't know that. Okay. Okay.
They're just being funny, but you don't know it.
I'm going with the shirt then.
Yeah.
I was thinking if it was for real and they're psycho, then I would not pick the shirt and I was going to pick the dress.
Yeah.
But if it's for jokies, then I'm picking the shirt because I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
And people around might think it's cute and like, oh my gosh, but the dress would be like, what's going on with this dude? What's happening?
Yeah.
And they might be overdressed for me. Like, I want to be the one to stand out with the cute dress.
I'm wearing that same dress.
Right. Now, that would be funny if we had the same dress on.
Yeah, that would change my answer.
Yeah, totally. All right. Yeah, shirt.
Okay.
Okay, cool. And you said shirt too, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie. Same crazy scenario. You're dating again.
Okay.
Okay. Or not dating again. You're single. Yeah, you're dating again. Why did I say again?
I don't know. Hello?
All right. You meet someone on one of the apps, and like, it's a perfect catch on paper, everything, everything, same likes, cool, funny, smart, good looking. Then you meet in person.
And it's my dad.
Yeah. Oh, you knew it. And he's wearing a sequined dress. No. They have a super ridiculously abnormal small head. It doesn't fit their body.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. But you can't tell on the pictures. It's just the right angles. So kind of catfishing you.
Yeah.
Everything else is great, though.
Mm-hmm.
Face is cute. It's just on this teeny little head and this big body.
Okay.
Or they're normal looking, cute, proportioned, but their voice.
High-pitched, squeaky, awful.
Just embarrassing voice.
Tiny head.
Tiny head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not misophonia inducing. It's not like you can't, like, it cringes. It's just a bad voice.
I still got to go tiny head.
Tiny head.
I just, there's some people I work with one person in particular.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Jenna and I always talk about her voice, and I can't hear some high pitched squeaky sweet nothings.
Oh, baby, hold it. Oh, Danny. Give it to me, baby.
What? Yeah. Tiny head, you?
Oh, man. I love a nice voice. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the head on public, I'll look like this giant head next to them. Maybe we could train the voice. Teach them sign language. Just be like, let's just sign. Let's not talk. Let's not talk. But the voice would be a turnoff.
Yeah.
I think I'm going ahead, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for sticking it out with us. We sure think you guys are a catch, and we love you so much. Please consider matching with us on Patreon.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Patreon.com/thegreenergrasspodcast. There are links in our show notes to all of our social media, all of our podcasts on the Off the Tongue Podcast Network, and to our sponsor, Nathan Collins.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. And please check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. I swipe right on you.
Aw, thanks.
My hands smell like sandwich. I just like put my hand up.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.